This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Did You Conspiracy That? With your host, James Walker. Together, we will explore the past, present, and jump to the future to take a look at some prominent events, ideas, and the conspiracy theories that come with them. Thank you all for joining me. Now let's dive on in. Welcome back, everyone, to, what is it now, week four of your favorite podcast, Did You Conspiracy That? With your favorite host as well. No, I'm just kidding. But wow, I am really glad to be back doing yet another podcast. The first thing that I wanted to do this week before I jump into my content was actually talk about something that we discussed during our podcasting class the other day here on my show. So the topic came up while we were critiquing each other's podcast about how a lot of people think that it is really easy to do what we are doing and that almost anyone could do it. Well, now that we are 4 weeks in, I have to say that do I think anyone could do what we are doing? Yeah, probably. But only with the right training and equipment. I think that there's a lot of people that are getting it pretty mixed up. I found that a lot of people think that by pulling their phones out and talking for a while is really the same thing. And it's actually not. I think that anyone can podcast, but only some people can podcast well. More than anything, I just want to say, if you feel like you want to try podcasting, try to extend yourself a little bit past what you may think is easy. Also, just want to give a quick shout out to the rest of my pod squad. Ugh, let's keep it up. Let's keep going, guys. Alrighty. Now, let's move on into some conspiracy jazz. We are moving into week two of me asking some of my friends and family some of their favorite conspiracies. Last week, I went quite basic by asking the person that I live with, but this week, I tried to spice it up just a little bit. So, I pulled out my phone and at least made a phone call. One of my cousins from back home in Colorado, named Cullen, was my next contestant. After a brief conversation explaining what I was doing and a few jokes, I learned that his favorite conspiracy is not just one, but the many surrounding the Denver International Airport. He says that the fact that the people who work there have never really denied anything that was said about it. And there's also a lot of people who say things like, there might be gargoyles and demons down there, we have no idea. And the people at DIA actually play into it really well with things like putting signs outside that say, is this a gargoyle breeding ground or a new restaurant? Who knows? Being someone that was born and raised in Colorado, it is always fun to hear what people not from Colorado have to say about DIA. But honestly, when someone from Colorado starts to believe them, well, that makes them seem like they could be true. Now we will be moving into the topic for this week's podcast. This week, I decided to go with an event that was truly revolutionary to the world. The moon landing. July 20th, 1969 is a day never to be forgotten due to one of the most astonishing achievements in human history. The Apollo moon landing estimated 530 million TV viewers watched as astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin took their first steps on the moon. It was a major event in history that many Americans were proud and excited for. But as we have learned now, conspiracies thrive in the unknown, and what people believe to be the unexplainable, which left the moon landing to become a perfect breeding ground, all types of them. Now, the big picture conspiracy behind the moon landing is that it was fake and basically was staged and never happened. I guess people really couldn't believe that technology had made it that far. Since the event people have come out with many different conspiracies explaining why the lunar landing was staged. Those are what I will be sharing with you today. As 530 million some people watched these famous steps, many noticed that some interesting shots throughout the viewing that just didn't sit right with them. One of these sightings included the fact that the American flag seemed to be blowing in the wind. With no air on the moon to breathe, how could there possibly be a breeze that could flutter the flag? Though, throughout the years, scientists have come forward and explained that NASA incorporated a pole into the flag in order for it to fly proudly. But that doesn't seem to have everyone convinced due to the wave in the bottom of the flag that they were claimed to be wrinkles from transit. While the flag may have an explanation that doesn't lead the extreme theorists to stop believing and asking questions, if anything, they might even raise more. Another theory many have used to support the idea of the moon landing being fake is the fact that there is not a single star in the lunar sky. There's a famous image of Buzz Aldrin is carrying equipment into what appears to be an endless black void. I mean, if their image was taken on the moon, shouldn't the sky have stars? Especially with no atmosphere to distort the image in any way, shape, or form. People believe that NASA didn't have the technology to create the proper aesthetic of a lunar sky, so they just opted not to include it at all. So, this theory has been debunked by many scientists and even photographers who explained when on the moon it is always daytime, and this brightness required the camera to shoot at a higher shutter speed and an incredibly small aperture in order to get a clear shot of the astronaut. And in turn, the camera wasn't able to pick up the details of such as stars. A third and possibly one of the most ridiculous conspiracies used to support the fake moon landing is a picture in which was taken by Neil Armstrong on the moon of his and his equipment's shadows. This image racks in theorists' minds due to the fact that the shadows Armstrong and the pole next to him were not parallel. If the sun is the only light source on the moon, wouldn't the shadows face the same direction then? People believe this effect was caused by the mocked-up studio production, having multiple light sources on set creating asymmetrical light patterns. This theory is believed to be ridiculous by many due to the fact this effect is able to be done based off of the positioning of the camera in relation to the light, and has been practiced by artists for centuries when reducing on a two-dimensional plane while in a three-dimensional system. This particular effect is also one anyone is able to replicate by going outside and taking a picture when the sun is low in the sky. The Van Allen radiation belts are two magnetically trapped, high energetic particles that surround the Earth that were discovered in 1958, with the most intense area of radiation being between 9,000 and 12,000 miles above the Earth's surface. Also happened to lay in between the astronauts' path of the moon and the Earth. This led plenty of people to raise an eyebrow in how this crew made it to and from untouched by the radiation. I mean, these two magnetic fields surrounding the Earth and are in higher energy particles from the sun tend to get trapped in. It didn't make any sense how these astronauts could have possibly endured a lethal amount of radiation. This one has been debunked by scientists who worked within Apollo 11 and have just researched it after, stating they have studied and projected the flight plan for this mission in regard to the Van Allen radiation. The scientists were able to point the trajectory to bypass the inner and most damaging belt, only to pass through the weaker outer belt. In my personal opinion, there's some room for thought here, but regardless on which ring they passed through, it is believed that both rings contained a lethal amount of radiation. All I know is I definitely do not have enough knowledge to fully debunk this one myself. The next claim I'll be discussing today says that the lunar landing was fake due to the mismatch between a space boot and the lunar footprint. An Instagram post compared images of the famous moon footprint and the smooth sole and heel of Armstrong's space boot. The caption claims that the mismatched footprint and boot tread prove the moon landing was fake. the post actually racked up more than 1,800 likes in one day. The user who made the post told USA Today they intended it to be taken as a joke. Clearly, the comments indicate many are taking it very seriously. When Armstrong and Aldrin stepped out onto the moon's surface, they wore lunar overshoes, sometimes called moon boots, over their pressure boots. The pressure boots had a smooth sole, and the overshoes had a tread. Kathleen Lewis, a space history curator at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., told USA Today that focus on the treaded footprint was a reoccurring trope from moon landing deniers. Spacesuit designers engineered this tread to spread the astronauts' weight as they explored the moon's surface and its unknown texture. Lewis said the oversized galoshes and their blue silicone soles were designed to provide astronauts added traction and protection against unfiltered solar radiation. After returning to the lunar module, Armstrong and Aldrin tossed their overshoes and unnecessary items from the hatch to save weight for lunar samples. These items remain on the surface of the moon at the Sea of Tranquility, as they were considered to be excess cargo for the Eagle's crew to return to the Columbian Command Module and then to Earth. Every gram that they left on the surface of the moon meant they could bring back an additional gram of lunar samples, Lewis said. Clearly, there is a little gray room left here. Personally believe that they were just wearing treaded boots, but that they were left behind on the moon to save weight. We really have no way of proving either side. I don't think that this conspiracy is the determining factor in proving the moon landing was fake, but I do like that you really can't say that it's not possible that the footprints weren't real. The next conspiracy we are going to be talking about revolving the lunar landing involves one of the very famous pictures taken. Now, if you want to see the picture that I'm going to be describing or talking about, you can just Google Neil Armstrong moon picture, and it should be like one of the first ones. The picture is a simple one of Buzz standing in front of Armstrong. If you zoom in on the picture, you can see Armstrong clearly reflected in Aldrin's visor. Some skeptics have pointed out that Armstrong does not appear to be holding a camera, so someone else must be taking the picture. But that isn't true. Armstrong couldn't walk around the moon with a regular handheld camera. In his bulky suit, he needed something that was easy to manipulate. The camera he used on the moon was mounted on the front of his suit, which is where his hands are in the reflection. I'm not really sure if this one is a very valid conspiracy due to the fact that even after zooming in and looking at the picture very closely myself, it is extremely difficult to see anything in his hands. I don't think you could really say that this evidence proving that it's fake. The last conspiracy we're going over today is the moon landing was filmed by Stanley Kubrick. Director Stanley Kubrick's film 2001: A Space Odyssey wowed audiences in 1968 for creating a realistic image of outer space. It is so compelling that some conspiracy theorists later wondered if the government had actually hired Kubrick to film the moon landing in a soundstage. It actually was almost the exact opposite. The moon landing footage didn't look real because Kubrick filmed it. Kubrick's movie looked real because Kubrick enlisted astronomical artists and aerospace engineers to help him with it. I think that this one is a little bit more playful than serious. Really, there's no way of proving this unless he came out and said that was true, and clearly that never happened. This week's podcast was really fun for me. I decided to grab a topic that I had not done much research on prior to this, so I really got to learn a lot, actually. Not just about the conspiracies themselves, but about the lunar landing in general. I've really been trying to wrap my head around why people would try and prove that it's fake. If people are really that determined to undermine progress, then why in the world are they picking such a huge event? Ugh, the world may never know. Thank you all again for listening to my fourth episode of Did You Conspiracy That? Please join me next week for yet another episode.